Okay, folks, we'll make a start here. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everybody can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members must leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they may make at the meeting. All right, folks, you're very welcome to this new term. I'll be your chair for the next 12 odd meetings, I suppose. We'll just make a start here. Have we any apologies?
Chair, Councillor Finn.
Yeah, we've apologies from Councillor Hardy, Councillor O'Hara, and Sinead Traynor.
Okay, thank you. Item two is declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest?
No, Chair.
Nope. Yeah. Item three is the action sheet of the Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting held on the 21st of May 2025. Four pages there. Has anyone any issues or anything they would like to bring up in the action sheet?
Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
If any item is more than 6 months old, it should be some sort of report suggesting what the hold-up is on it. My example there would be on page 8, where we were talking about following up on the business case we had for a solar farm at the old municipal dump, in which the business case showed we'd maybe make £250,000 a year, and even more when the borrowing was paid off. Although the way it's phrased on the action sheet is that we would explore and prepare a business case, but we've already had a business case. We already supported it, and the same for the reeds, and both of them showed that it was a very significant profit to be made. We have four other municipal dumps like that. So if we don't make a start on this one, when are we going to get around to the rest of them, which would net about £2 million a year after borrowing costs? Two things. First of all, could we have a report on anything over 6 months? And second of all, that particular one, can we get some progress on that?
Sinead, would you like to come in on that?
Yes, through the chair, just in relation to the particular item that has been referred to, and just to clarify that the report that was brought back in March 2024 was a feasibility study, and the recommendation was indeed to develop a business case. So the recommendation does stand as correct, and I'll just revert back to the chair in terms of the proposal.
You happy enough, Councillor?
Yeah. First of all, anything more than 6 months should have some comment on it during the during this stage of the meeting.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. that should be no problem.
Chair, I propose the end.
Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, Chair, congratulations on your appointment for Chair in S&E. Just a quick item there regarding the upgrade of the town centre CCTV. Could I ask for possible action on the possibility of CCTV in Ballinahinch? Could I request that maybe is looked at for an additional camera to be installed to cover the Lisburn Street car park, which is council owned. The car park there would have a few issues regarding fly tipping and antisocial behaviour, and just for the general safety of the car sort of users as well who park there, maybe get the bus during the week. I think it would help in that situation. And you know, if the council is covering the cost of fly tipping, and it would maybe be offset with the introduction of a camera to cover the car park. So if I could just ask that, Chair. Thank you. Thanks.
Connor's going to come in on that.
Thanks, Councillor Jackson. Yes, no, I'm happy to look into that. Obviously, there's multiple stakeholders involved in the upgrade of the CCTV systems, and Ballinahinch is one of those areas. So PSNI are funding cameras, BT are funding for the changeover to fibre, and then there's ourselves for the line level. So I would just need to explore that and see what would be involved, and then have to bring that back.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And like Councillor Jackson, I'd like to welcome you back as Chair of S&E for the year ahead. And undoubtedly, you'll do a good job along with Councillor Hardy. But in relation to some of the comments that Councillor Jackson has raised, I'm fully supportive of the comments and the actions that he's called for. So I'll be happy if he's proposed, I'll be happy to second his proposals. Thank you.
Okay, so it wasn't a proposed question. So, Councillor Rowan, you're happy to propose the action sheet, and can I get a seconder, please? Councillor Enright. Thank you. Item 4 is to agree start times of Sustainability and Environment Committee meetings, Working Group and Cleansing and Refuge Task Force Group 2025-2026. Has everyone looked at the times and agreeable to them?
Chair, happy to propose that we accept the times and dates as outlined in the paper. So keep the usual times. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jackson is going to second. Okay, item 5 is the Directorate Business Plan, and Sinead's going to take this.
Thank you, Chair, and this report is for decision. Members are going to take this report as read, and the purpose is for members to consider and agree the Sustainability and Environment Directorate Business Plan 24-25 assessment as attached to Appendix 1, and the Sustainability and Environment Directorate Business Plan 25-26 as attached to Appendix 2, and approve the recommendations as set out in Section 3 of the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Have we any questions from the floor? No. Could I get a proposer and a seconder for item 5, please? Proposed by Councillor Rowan and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. We move on to item 6, which is invasive species management update. This is actually for noting and not decision. And Connor's going to speak on this, are you?
No.
No? You're not going to speak on this, so it's just been taken as read. If anyone has anything to add on it, just. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And Connor, thank you very much for the paper. And in relation to taking the measures implementing weed control, would there be any contact with DFI Road Service in regards to weed spraying? Because if I have a residence or no voice and concerns about weed spraying and what the contents of the substances are, and I'm just wondering, in light of those concerns, is there any liaison with Road Service along with Council to see exactly if there's something can be done. I know measures have been taken to try to minimise the impact of cyclic oxford or whatever they use in the weed spray. Just that I have residents on, even this afternoon, Kilkenny, people were in touch with me about spraying. But again, I know the work has to be done, but you know, people have asked for the concerns to be raised. So I'd be grateful for your help and address those in any way possible. Thank you.
I just asked if members are happy enough, considering this item is for noting, if they could maybe make contact with Connor outside the meeting on an individual basis. Is that okay? Thank you. Yeah, can I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 6, please? Proposed by Councillor Young and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Okay, sorry. Items 7 to 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Taylor. Okay, everyone. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, the business cases for 2025-26 fleet replacement programme. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor O'Reilly, it was agreed to approve the recommendations within the business cases, full economic appraisals as detailed in Appendices 2 to 8 attached to the officer's report. Item 8, BT line rental for town centre CCTV systems. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to approve the award of a contract for line rental of telecommunication lines for CCTV systems, as noted in the officer's report. Item 9, sustainability contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Ruan, it was agreed to approve the award of contracts as listed in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 10, PPE contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to approve contents of the officer's report and award a 6-month contract for procurement of PPE via the EPSO framework. Item 11, waste contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the direct ward contracts as detailed in Appendix 1 and the price uplift as set out in Section 2.7 of the officer's report. Item 12, extension for MDR contract. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Ruan, it was agreed to approve the extension of the contract for the receipt and processing of mixed dry recyclables from the 30th of September 2025 to the 31st of March 2026, subject to the approval of the ARC 21 Joint Committee. The extension of the current haulage contract with Natural World Products Limited from the 30th of September 2025 to the 31st of March 2026, subject to approval of the ARC 21 Joint Committee. Item 13, the report and presentation from the Cleansing and Refuge Task Group on Wednesday, the 21st of May 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to note the action sheet arising from the Cleansing and Refuge Task Group on Wednesday, the 21st of May 2025. Item 14, the ARC 21 Joint Committee meeting, in committee minutes of Thursday, the 27th of March 2025, and ARC 21 Joint Committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 29th of May 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to note the ARC 21 Joint Committee in committee minutes of Thursday, the 27th of March 2025, and Joint Committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 29th of May 2025. Okay, so we will move on to our final part. Items 15 and 16 are also for noting. Has anyone any comments or issues for items 15 or 16?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Just on, you see that where it says the inspection of plastics that are coming in from GB that may come from Hong Kong or China. Surely GB has rules that would prevent bad stuff getting in there. I can't understand that bit.
Is that on item 16? Yeah. Henry?
Through the chair, I can come back directly to you, Councillor Henry, or Councillor Riley. So that's, that relates to third country imports,
yeah.
And the checks that will be required there. So I'll come back to you directly around the detail for that.
All right. If there's no other comments or questions, could I get a proposer and a seconder for items 15 and 16? Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Young. Thank you. So that concludes our meeting for tonight. So thanks very much for coming and see you at the next one.
Thank you.